A team of researchers from the University of Iowa is working with scientists in Louisiana to try to find ways to use plants to help clean up the BP oil spill and preserve the saltwater marshes of southern Louisiana. Two student researchers have been in the area this week collecting samples that will be brought back and used in research here in Iowa. Aaron Gwinnup is a graduate student in environmental engineering. He joins me by phone. So, Aaron, what's the purpose of your trip?
We came down here to take some samples of the salt marsh. We intended to get some fresh, unoiled samples and some that were contaminated with the spill, the oil spill. And we are going to take them back to the lab. And we do phytoremediation research, and we use plants and their associated microbes to break down contaminants. There's been previous research in the past that shows that the predominant marsh grasses here, Artina alterniflora, can break down and deal with oil, fuel oil, but there's not been any specific research that addresses this exact contaminant or this magnitude.
So what's the concern exactly?
There's millions and millions of gallons of oil, and they hit these salt marshes, and the marshes and the local ecosystem can deal with dilute contaminants. They can break them down fairly readily, but in large quantities, clearly the it's just too toxic. Now, these are native plants, and much like the native prairie plants in Iowa, they have very deep, extensive root systems that will continue to survive despite the toxic effects on the surface. And so after the oil's gone in a long time, the plants will come back. And so our pipe dream, our long-term vision, is that potentially the local ecosystem could be used to break down the oil.
And what have you been seeing down there?
What's happened is that we have had, a very hard time finding oiled marshes. There certainly is oil that exists. We've seen traces of it, but the hot zone where there's a lot of oil on marshes, we don't have access to that. We did collect a lot of samples from the marsh, sediments, plants, water. So we'll take the samples that we got, and we'll take readily available samples of the crude oil and, if you will, create sort of a synthetic oil spill in the laboratory.
Have you had much of a chance to interact with the local people who live there?
Yeah. We, in just driving around and going to all the different salt marsh areas, there's a lot of people who are coming just to see the spill and the response and things like that. There's a lot of signs that people have put up on their houses, mostly expressing their discontent with BP and the state of affairs. There actually has been a few people putting signs up saying, BP, we love you. And so there's a little bit of a tense atmosphere, but it's sort of interesting to tour around and see how an area that used to thrive on fishing and tourism now has a fair amount of tourists that are coming just to see the oil spill. But clearly the area is very heavily economically impacted.
Well, Aaron, thanks so much for talking with me.
You bet. Absolutely.